You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
South Africa's industrial users of gas energy are calling on government to intervene urgently to avoid a gas shortage. That's when Sasol suspends supplies to the industry in 2 years. More now from Jaco Human, who is executive officer at the Industrial Gas Users Association. Jaco, we've had this conversation before, and I'm assuming that your association is getting more concerned.
I think we are, as time goes on. You know, when we talked earlier in the year, it is true, Jeremy, that we've highlighted the extreme timelines that we have, or the narrow window in which we need to make certain key decisions. That is narrowing, of course, as time goes by, and industry will have to make some form of commitment probably around about July, August this year. Now, during this period, I mean, we've had engagements with government at various levels and within the state machinery, but it's very difficult to gauge what the outcome or commitments may or may not be from the state.
I want to ask you in a moment what commitments you're specifically seeking, but maybe just give me a sense of what a shortage of gas would actually mean for the country and for the economy.
Manufacturing sector reliant on gas represent the backbone of the manufacturing sector. I mean, you're really talking here about steel, ceramics, FMCG goods, food, the bread that we eat, the beverages that we drink, the bricks that we build our homes with. So the mining industry, the aluminium sector, and so on and so forth. And the absence of gas, particularly in the scale that we utilize gas, there are no sort of discernible alternative that we see to substitute natural gas. So we are literally faced with plant closures or downscaling of production, significant downscaling of production. So the risks are real, and we simply need to find a solution. What we're asking government to do, the second point of your question, is we're simply asking government to come on this journey with us and take some of the residual risk in these commitments that industry need to make on large infrastructure projects, which are typically utility scale type projects. And we're also asking government to play a significant role or an unlocking role in the gas to power sector. In other words, that which they control, particularly on the gas demand side, to supplement the industrial demand for gas in order to make things more bankable and feasible.
Is it your sense that government is not listening to you, that it's not taking this issue with the degree of seriousness that it should?
My sense is that government is listening, right? But we unfortunately not getting a sense of where we're heading with this. You know, we've had various engagements now on a platform which the DTIC is coordinating with all relevant stakeholders, whether it's Eskom, the DMRE, the the IDC, NERSA as regulator, Transnet, for example. But we don't see a North Star here yet.
So inevitably, we would have to look at export, and that's going to add huge cost.
We would have to look at importation.
Import, I beg your pardon, not export, yep.
Correct. So we simply don't have an alternative because the God-given domestic resource, gas resource that we have, although in our neighboring country, Mozambique, is now depleted, right? So industry is ready to shift to this more expensive alternative, but that's going to certainly come at a cost to the economy, without a doubt.
What about the recent discovery of gas fields off the Eastern Cape Coast? I would imagine that would be a help, but it's a long-term help.
The East Coast, we have significant discoveries that we see playing out at our neighboring countries, being that on the East Coast, Mozambique, up north, of course, and what is playing out there. But more recently, very close to our borders is the Orange Basin, where the Orange River flows out into the Atlantic Ocean. Namibia, there are significant announcements, and we expect Namibia to become a gas hub, supply hub on a global basis in a very short period of time. South Africa certainly has the same potential. We see that the gas master plan, which has now been published, actually is very light on the exploration potential for gas. And a gas master plan, in our view, needs to be quite comprehensive, you know, talking about gas sources, domestic exploration, and of course the demand and supply side for consumption. So I think we are behind from a South African perspective to our neighboring countries, Mozambique and Namibia, for sure.
Where do you believe the exploration potential lies in South Africa right now?
We actually have a shovel-ready resource in the form of Leopard Brulpadda. It is linked to the potential demand for gas by Petro SA, but that project is not moving. So we have almost a sterilized resource. It is the only bulk gas, natural gas resource available to us, and the project, of course, backed by Total Energy. There are further exploration potential, significant, just south of the Orange, or within the Orange Basin, just south of the Namibian border. And it is there which South Africa should focus its exploration potential. It would be great to have domestic on-land, inland gas resources available. That is probably the most cost-efficient. We're sitting with significant shale gas potential, but these will take, if they take out off, will take a decade or two to capitalize on. Offshore is definitely where the big potential sits in over the medium term.
And that's where we'll leave it. Jaco Human, Executive Officer at the Industrial Gas Users Association of South Africa, thank you very much indeed.